Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my video podcast, Complete Allowance, the ultimate key to your joy and liberation, plus the six-step process to creating anything and everything you desire. All right, so what is the number one self-sabotage pattern that humanity uses to block themselves from experiencing the happiness, health, vitality, prosperity, love, and fulfillment that they all desire? It is self-judgment. It is judgment and condemnation of their own desires. It is judging some desires as good and other desires as bad. Even to the extreme of judging some desires as being evil or sinful. What also blocks humanity from its happiness, health, prosperity, and fulfillment is doubt. If they don't judge their desires as bad, they often judge them as being unreasonable or unreachable or impossible. And they stupidly listen to the doubt from other people that allegedly love them and whose opinion they ignorantly value. But fear not, because your liberation from the shackles of tyranny are at hand. And the ultimate key to your liberation is to give up all of that ignorant, stupid judgment and doubt and allow yourself to desire anything and everything without entertaining any doubtful or judgmental thoughts. I don't care what the desire is, how outlandish or unreasonable or impossible it may seem to you, allow yourself to desire it. I don't care if it's having sex with some unattainable person or becoming a trillionaire. It does not matter. Allow yourself to desire it and then indulge in and delight in the complete pleasure of the feeling of being, doing, and having that desire. And that means disregarding any thoughts about the absence of that desire. In other words, no doubtful thoughts or of who, how, of or what, or when, or why. Who's going to give it to me? When is it going to happen? Where is it going to happen? Blah, 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 blah. No thoughts of, you know, how will it come, or who will help me, or who will not help me get what I want. Or doubtful thoughts of how will this desire ever come to me, oh, I can't imagine, blah, 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 blah. Because those specific factors related to your desire, the who, what, when, where, how, are not any of your business. And that is the next step. If you're in the desire step, just revel in the desire step and let Source, God, all that is, whatever you want to call it, sort out the details of the who and the how and the what, when, and the where. So step one in your process of liberation is just desire. Allow yourself to desire what you want and revel in and indulge in and delight in the pleasure of imagining your desires being here now and being, doing, and having what you want now, just like children do, without judgment and without doubts. Just have fun and play like a kid does. Now, step two is to let go of your doubt that you can't do it or you're not worthy of receiving it, etc., and not listening to any doubters in your life. Let go of all that bullshit that you've been programmed with and taught that certain desires are bad and other desires are good and evil and all that bull crappy. Step three is to surrender the who, how, what, when, and where to Source, God, Goddess, all that is, the universe, and then allow inspiration to come to you about what to do to achieve that. And step four is to take that action from the inspiration that you got and trust that source has the details under control. In other words, you don't have to figure every little detail out. Source has got the details handled. Step five is to enjoy the ride, to enjoy the adventure, creation, without focusing on any lack or the physical manifestations of your desires not being here yet. And step six is to congratulate yourself on attracting the pieces of the puzzle that manifest along the way. Because you're on the journey, you're on the adventure, and you're allowing the pieces of the puzzle, you're allowing Source to put those little pieces on your pathway and allow those manifestations to just be perfect, even if they look different to what you imagined, allowing for the fact that Source knows exactly what you need, knows better the optimal pathway of least resistance for you. And the law of attraction is always creating what you're vibrating. So if you don't like what's manifesting, then it's time to get your vibration into better alignment with what you truly want. That's your only job to do. Not try to manipulate and control external manifestations so that they'll be how you want them to be. You always got to go in first. Don't try to control external reality. You can't control external reality. The only reality control you have is controlling your inner reality, controlling your mindset, creating a positive mindset so that you can create what you want. That's it. That's the six simple, easy to follow process to creating whatever you want. Follow that steps and all your dreams literally can and will come true. So I hope you got something from this video podcast. Please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering videos, podcasts, books, articles, products, coaching, support, guidance, products, etc., etc., to help you become a deliberate creator of reality so that you can create the amazing abundance and freedom and joy and amazing relationships that you desire. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, and a wealthy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!